Five Things Daniel Would Have Done in a Time Loop, written by Pan, read by Raven. He'd have walked around the base naked for a loop. He'd always viewed nudity taboos with an anthropologist's objectivity, but he could never get over his own squeamishness about displaying himself. His exposure therapy would have worked, but it would have taken five loops in all. In the first three loops, Jack would have kept pulling down the nearest flag or whipping off his jacket, and later his shirt, to give him something to wrap up in, because Jack was generally protective and Jack knew about his squeamishness, and after Antarctica, Jack couldn't stand it when anyone was cold. In the fourth loop, he'd have wimped out after an hour because it actually was really cold and he couldn't concentrate on solving the problem. Only by the fifth would he have realized that A, if he literally ran around the base naked for a loop, he'd stay warm. B, if he literally ran around the base naked for a loop, the bouncing would make it so much more embarrassing than just walking around the base naked that it would have to kill him or cure him. C, wearing sneakers didn't compromise the therapeutic value of running around the base naked for a loop. D, if he didn't work on solving the problem for a loop, there'd be another loop where he could. So losing one loop's worth of working time wasn't that big of a deal. And E, after all those loops sitting around trying to solve the problem, he really needed the exercise. He'd have finished all of his department's backlogged translation work. It would all be there in his head when they broke free of the loop. He'd have learned to fly, to freak the crap out of his team, and because he was the only one of them who didn't know how, and it would be a useful skill to have if they ever broke free of the loop. He'd have caught up on his sleep. He'd have asked Jack if the feelings were mutual. He'd have known that it wasn't fair to initiate a conversation that important with a Jack who wouldn't retain it, but he wouldn't be able to pass up the opportunity to find out for sure with no risk of his own admission and the question itself fucking them up permanently. He'd have spent loop after loop thinking it through, doing visualization exercises so he'd be prepared for any answer Jack might give, interrogating his consciousness and searching his soul to be sure that having his hopes dashed wouldn't make it emotionally unattainable for him to stay on the team. In fact, he'd have spent so many loops thinking about whether it was ethically defensible to ask Jack and whether he could live with the answer, and whether he could live with the answer he got, that he'd have nearly run out of time. And the loop where he finally popped the question would have turned out to be the one where they broke free of the loop, which would have canceled out the whole no consequences thing, which could have been a problem if Jack hadn't given the answer Daniel hoped for. Luckily, he would have. The end. Thank you for listening.